We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sunwave Gas and Power, Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network, as the Mets fall to the Reds 3-2 here today in Cincinnati. Mets dropping the middle game of this series after winning the opener last night 8-1, a team they really need to beat tomorrow, certainly, and the Mets then need to pretty much go on a 7-0 homestand to have a shot at postseason play. So it's a long shot at best. The Mets hoping for a Pirates win tonight. That's not something you usually get when you hope for it. And Pittsburgh down 2-1 against the Brewers in the bottom of the second at Miller Park. Washington has a 2-0 lead in Miami in the fifth. The Nationals 4.5 in front of the Mets entering today. The Brewers 3.5 in front of the Mets. And Washington probably has the tougher schedule in the final week than the Reds do, although the Brewers will have to come here to Cincinnati and face Sonny Gray and Luis Castillo. So nothing guaranteed, but the Mets do need to get a huge number of wins in their final eight games. Today they had 8 strikeouts, and for every strikeout this year, the Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating. You should, too. Donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com today. Zach Wheeler struck out 6 in his 7 innings. Well, he did all he could today to help the Mets get a win, but they were unable to, and now Wheeler facing the reality of a tough loss here in Cincinnati.
It's not good. We need to win some ball games. It's coming down the crunch time, and the bottom line is we need to win. So, today hurts, and we just got to pick it right back up and, go out there and win the series tomorrow.
For you personally, another strong outing. What were you able to do specifically in that first and fifth inning to wiggle your way out of trouble?
Just bear down. Any time of the season, but this time in particular, with the everything on the line, basically you got to bear down and make your pitches and give it all you got, and that's what I try to do today.
How did today feel for you compared to other starts you've had this year?
That wasn't the best, but, fastball command was just a little off. But, I was able to play off of that for the most part and mix in the slider and change up a little bit. Just keep them off balance that way for the most part. But, just got out of those innings and just try to bear down.
Does it feel better as the game? Guys, you got deeper into the game. Just
yeah, as usually the way it goes for me, I get better as the game goes. So yeah, get a little easier.
As a group, how difficult is it to keep climbing, because you guys put yourselves in a hole earlier?
It's tough. Anytime you're down, you just got to put your head down and, just keep grinding. We put ourselves in that position, so we got this up to us to get out of it. And it's coming down the crunch time, so we need to win some ball games.
This being the end of a contract year for you, how much do you find yourself thinking about how this could be the end of an era for you personally?
It goes through your head every once in a while, but my mindset and focus is right here on this team. This is the team I'm on right now. I love it here, and I want to win. So, that's the biggest goals right now is win some ball games here.
Zach, after that little blip, what's been the biggest difference for you over these last few starts?
I don't know. Probably just consistency with all my pitches. When you just got a fastball, it's easy for them just to sit on. So sliders came around, changeups got a lot better as the year progressed, and the curveball's usually always there. So.
Zach Wheeler after today's game as the Mets drop a 3-2 contest in Cincinnati. Wheeler, the way he's pitched over his last 5 starts, finishing the season strongly. He's due for one more regular season start against the Marlins on Thursday, and then either the postseason or free agency will be awaiting Zach Wheeler as we bring in Ed Coleman. And now, Ed, for Zach, well, he's got to be looking at what I would imagine to be a pretty good contract in the offseason.
You would think so. Listen, he certainly has closed the season very strong, Wayne, as you mentioned. The 2 runs today, but the previous 4, just 1 run. He looks, I wouldn't say as dominant as he was in the second half last year, but he certainly is pitching very good baseball right now. I think he's helping himself an awful lot. Certainly the game against the Dodgers that he was it the Dodgers he threw? Yeah, I think so. He pitched tremendous in that one. I think that that answered a lot of questions. So, you know, again, the qualifying offer is there for the Mets. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to play that or whether they use that as leverage. Who knows? But I think he's going to get a contract. I think you also heard him say there as well, you know, I like it here. And they know that he likes it here as well, too. So I'm going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, for the team, a tough loss today, and we'll see how expensive it is once these Brewers and Nationals games are over. Mm-hmm. But you know, for a team that's trying to win every single day, what's the locker room like after one that goes the other way?
Yeah, very quiet. It was a very quiet, somber locker room. You would expect that. You listen, they know they don't have many games that can go by. Like, you know, as Todd Frazier said, he said, well, I figured we had to go 9-1. That's our one. But, again, you almost have to win every game at this point. When you get down to the numbers that they're at this point, it's hard. And a game like today is just, you know, overly frustrating because 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, strikeouts galore. McNeil, Alonso going back-to-back on strikeouts with a runner at third. Cano struck out three times. It's frustrating. You got to get the job done. And they had chances all over the ball game. Wheeler kept them in it. A couple in the first inning, and managed to hold the fourth there. That could have been a 4 or 5 run inning, but it wasn't. They just couldn't get it done. So very frustrating for him tonight.
Michael Conforto struck out to end the game. He was 0-for-3. He's hitting 152 in September. What's been going on with him?
I don't know. You know, you think back to September last year. I mean, he was just raking. He was killing the baseball. One of the hottest people in all of baseball last September, and. You know, nothing this year. I thought yesterday when the walks came, he had a couple of walks, he snapped the over, and I thought that that might turn him around a little bit. Usually when Conforto is drawing some walks, things start to turn around for him a little bit, but not today. He did not look good at the plate. I have no answers. I never worry about Conforto because I believe he's a good hitter, but he is extremely streaky, and I think that maybe his MO throughout his career. He's been that way in a Met uniform, and that may continue.
All right, Ed, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon, as a matter of fact.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Ed Coleman after the Mets drop a 3-2 game against the Reds here today.